Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Tav. Co-host Gil Doobie joins very shortly here. And, you know, I think I need to play something here. Just due to the fact, you know, unfortunately, Rebecca Black is back with another fucking song for another day. First it was Friday, now it's Saturday. The fuck's not this bitch? So, I think we'll let Corey Taylor speak on this.
ridiculous. I mean, tell all these organized religious idiots to just stay out of my life. You've got enough to worry about in this day and age. I'll deal with me. You deal with you. Goodbye. So.
You can buy the book and see Corey's rewrite of The Seven Deadly Sins, but the last one is one of my favorites, which is...
Bad music.
And we talked about this the other day, you and I. It really, I mean, you laughed about that on the surface, but it really is...
That's true. And there's a distinction between bad music and music you don't get into.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Bad music is just plain bad across the board, you know? And unfortunately, technology has made it so accessible to make bad music these days, you know, almost the reverse of why it was invented in the first place. Yeah. I mean, can I name?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We appreciate it.
Rebecca Black needs to stop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You may be in eighth grade and you may have a rich daddy. Knock it off. Okay? All you're doing is creating a fart through music.
Who else? Wait, we got 60 seconds.
You hear Rebecca Black? Do us a favor and just stop. No one needs it for you. You're horrible. You have no fucking talent. And all you know how to think about is the fucking days of the fucking week. But anyways, let's go to another track. Yo, here we go. Ghetto G. Killer Eyes.
When we lock eyes, we got you hypnotized. We here to make sure every one of you die. Leave your family traumatized. That's what happens when you look into
a killer's eyes.
Late was coming, your body been exterminated. Put you in the ground, all alone you were segregated. Nothing short of history, your life became a mystery. Spit you out like Listerine, then put you out your misery. Killed you slowly, kept on hacking. Ultimate predator, I'm attacking. Nowhere to run, hope you're lacking. Take your wallet, now I'm macking. Trail of blood leads to your demise. Your fear proceeds as you look into my killer eyes.
Yeah.
No hesitation, hell is your destination. Can't let go of this temptation. Blood blown out your laceration. Blood be scattered like confetti. Cause look like spaghetti. Killed your ass a fast bitch. I'm not even fucking sweaty. Took it to a brand new level. Played so sharp it cuts through metal. Left you bent on cement. Then stepped on the fucking pedal. Your pain is excruciating. Your brain is hallucinating. There's no hope for you. There's no use in fucking waiting. I've become a lunatic. People say I'm losing it. Look into my eyes, you realize I never stopped doing it. Words all scrambled like you're legally insane. I pull a butane, watch you burn in fucking flames. I'll throw you off a cliff, beat you to the goddamn fish. Open up your mouth, bitch, and then I'll take a piss. In my eyes, there is no fear. Head full of whores, never clear. Welcome to my world premiere. You're the star, bitch.
Beware.
Let's push to me. Body been exterminated, put you in the ground, all alone you were segregated, nothing short of history, and life became a mystery, spit you out like Listerine, then put you out your misery, killed you slowly, kept on hacking, ultimate predator, I'm attacking, nowhere to run, hope you're lacking, take your wallet, now I'm macking, trail of blood leads to your demise. Your fear proceeds as you look into my killer eyes.
Yo, come here, killers, let me tell you a story. Listen, warning you now, shit is gonna get gory. When it comes to killing, I can't stop the spasm. Love the way the girls scream like an orgasm. I stay on the dark side like I'm Darth Vader. Stay killing people off like the Terminator. My mind's messed up, my thoughts are so twisted. Quick to finish people off like they never existed. I'm always up for murder, I give no hesitation. With all my tools I cause total domination. Shit be getting gruesome cause we getting raw. Slicing up your limbs with my fucking chainsaw. It's like I've been locked up, I got cabin fever. Next thing you know I'm hacking away at you with a cleaver. Your final resting place is up on my torture rack. Your life is over, rip your skeleton out your back.
Life was terminated, your body been exterminated.
put you in the ground. All alone in world segregated, nothing short of history. Your life became a mystery. Spit you out like Listerine, then put you out your misery. Killed you slowly, kept on hacking. Ultimate predator, I'm attacking. Know where to run, hope you're lacking. Take your wallet, now I'm macking. Trail of blood leads to your demise. Your fear proceeds as you look into my killer eyes. I work havoc, havoc, gonna stuff you like cabbage. Cut off your leg, I'll make you beg. Be hopping like a rabbit, gonna kill all your faggots. Wrap your bodies in plastic, put you underground, yeah. Be eaten by a maggot, your ass is grass. I'll shatter you like broken glass. Hit you so hard, bitch, it'll sound like a car crash. You're begging me, but I won't stop. Hear the clock go tick-tock. Time on and down, your bars been bound, your death will be the top of the town. Killer eyes, look so crazy, how easy this is. Just amaze me, fuck with me more, dare you whore. Yeah, I'll even kill your baby, look around the way to go. Smash you like a mashed potato, throw you on the fucking table. My mind's been lost, I'm unstable, your life's been smothered. Love to hear the cries from your mother. Before you die, yeah, you wonder. Snap your neck like a stone cold stunner, make it flood my food. I need 3021, look into my eyes, bitch, you know. Life was terminated, your body been exterminated. Put you in the ground, all alone you were segregated. Nothing short of history, your life became a mystery. Spit you out like Listerine, then put you out your misery. Killed you slowly, kept on hacking. Ultimate predator, I'm attacking. Nowhere to run, hope you're lacking. Take your wallet, now I'm macking. Trail of blood leads to your demise. Your fear proceeds as you look into my killer eyes.
Where we are, guys? We got you hypnotized. We here to make sure every one of you dies. Leave your family traumatized. That's what happens when you look into a killer's eyes.
And we're back. And up next, since it's just me.
Telling myself not to listen, I run away.
Run, bitch, run.
The voices, they just can't be overcome.
Never.
They can't be stopped.
Well, I told myself to not give in to you.
Kill.
I told myself I can't afford to lose.
Kill.
Could someone murder with this knife begin inserter? I hate to give in. These voices make me sin. They numb me from within like I just shot heroin. Got me twisted like the meth award. But you can be rest assured with every drop of blood that's pulled to give me a reward. Look the way out, hoping to find the truth about. Running circles, there's no doubt. With them I can't live without. So I continue to torture and kill, annihilate at will. This battle is uphill, but their pleasure I need to fulfill. I told myself to run quick before these voices lay on thick. But they got me so sick, like they smashed my heart with an ice pick. There's no secret about my emotions, to them I am devoted. When these voices became awoken, my brain became corroded. I fell for this game, and I know I'll never change. My life cannot be tamed, for eternity I'll be deranged.
I told myself to not give in to you.
Kill.
I told myself I can't afford to lose.
Hearing these voices in my head is getting me pissed. Once I'm during my session, I strangle my therapist. Kept telling myself that I was gonna stop. Then something snaps my head, spins like a top. It's like I transform into a different person. Incredible strength, I tell your heart about your abdomen. Don't know what it is, I got a passion for your death. Call me the Grim Reaper, I take your last breath. People say it's not real, it's my imagination. This killing is a thrill, got my heart fucking racing. Everybody thinks I'm crazy doing it for attention. But there's no fixing this with any intervention. You just make them angry, lock me in a padded cell. There's no help for me, I'm in my own private hell. Having these voices in my head is my biggest problem. Pistol in my mouth and I'ma end them.
Well, I told myself to not give in to you.
Kill.
And I told myself I can't afford to lose.
Kill.
flag. Need to put me in a straitjacket before I kill another faggot. I'll fuck up your face to put you in my thank you beauty pageant. Just wish I could hear silence. Didn't want the fullness of lines, but I eliminate your fate. I always turn to violence. Told myself to change my ways. This ain't me, it's just a phase. Try to escape almost every day like I'm stuck in a maze. These voices unavoidable. Killing became so enjoyable. These voices need to feed. I make complete it so rewardable. First I was reluctant, then I started to love it. Now it became my life. Torture, there's nothing above it. Would change if I could. Everyone got me misunderstood. Turned out to be no good. I'm an outlaw like Robin Hood. I now accept this is my life. Stay lashed on like headlights. There's no need to have a wife because I'm married to my knife.
Well, I told myself to not give in to you.
And we're back. Let's see, up next. Now I don't know what to play next. Let's just go with something random here. Yeah, that's what both of them need to put, like, a random button here so that we just get, like, a random track. But, you know, so let's go Mortifier.
Detroit, motherfucker!
What,
bitch? It's easy to have a motherfucker killed.
Watch your back.
Look me up, bitch.
We murdering for money and we'll mob on the scene.
Come
it's black trucks busting shots in pursuit of the green.
It's for the money, kid.
Shut the fuck up and get shot.
It's for the money, kid.
Shut the fuck up and get shot. We don't accept checks, we only murder for cash. So put the money in my hand, we'll put a round in that ass.
It's for the money, kid.
Shut the fuck up and get shot.
It's for the money, kid.
Shut the fuck up and get shot.
What's the hanging out your fist grip? Cheddar, so tell me, player, who is it that you need vetted? Cause I don't give a fuck who he is or where he stays, or even his kids' names, as long as I get paid. So how you want it? Blood soaked to dry. As soon as paper hits palm, somebody finna die. Fetty for murder, just one way you gotta live. Or I might take your skrill and pop you, bitch. Hide your bullet, cause I'm out of control and I move fast. I blow the baby out of stroller for the right amount of cash. Pull it for your wife for you, leave the money in the bag. But then I dump on you from paranoia. You the type to brag, I keep it dirty. It's stab wounds, don't hurt me. Wind me up with cheddar, then I bust. That's how you work me. And fuck drama, I give a fuck less about a mama. Why she crying at the funeral? We in the Bahamas, I need some murder.
We murdering for money and we'll mob on the scene. It's black trucks busting shots in pursuit of the green.
It's for the money, kid.
Shut the fuck up and get shot.
It's for the money, kid.
Shut the fuck up and get shot.
Come on, these pockets, ho, I'll get you anything you need. Murder for hire indeed. Come with it, I'm a one-armed bandit with a sword off that I keep on the low. It's only used for my hitman dough. Just release to the streets, another mouth you gotta feed. Homicide employs me, man, even riders gotta eat. Keep it simple, duffel sack, packed with the green shit. I'll pick you with the address and watch the beef get dealt with.
I'm fresh out the shop and trade with candy paint. Doing a buck 20, switching from lane to lane. That's when I gotta hit a call. Somebody wanted to hit somebody with no cash, was talking some cash shit. Now when they lay down, they gon' stay down to quit. So I ain't playing, I'ma dump high clips for mad chips. In the name of profit, I exterminate for the game. I charge 100K a shot and I got real bad names. So get your money, man.
We murdering for money and we'll mob on the scene. It's black trucks busting shots in pursuit of the green.
It's for the money, kid.
Shut the fuck up and get shot.
It's for the money, kid.
Shut the fuck up and get shot. We don't accept checks, we only murder for cash. So put the money in my hand, we'll put a round in that ass.
It's for the money, kid.
Shut the fuck up and get shot.
It's for the money, kid.
Shut the fuck up and get shot.
My two-way, the number is listed just below. Cold-blooded killer, no remorse for the victims. I'm called like a doctor, I don't need no fucking cell phone. My tool is a chopper and it spits out metal scrap. No, I paint the block red up and down with your blood and rummage through your pockets to clean out all your goods. No payment is needed, yo, I do this shit for free. Yo, blood will be shed, satisfaction guaranteed.
Blood of money, pay up, spray up, mo green the way up. My name's Converse, stay up, load the K up. Bus nines, ring your bell like wind chimes. Bought a brand new Benz truck with only quarters and dimes. So when you call for a murder, the super soaker inserter. Tell your mama get my money or I'm gonna have to squirt her. Bitch, I'm not playing, cut you like I'm DJing. Converse and kill them all for the right price paying.
We murdering for money and we'll mob on the scene. It's black trucks busting shots in pursuit of the green.
It's for the money, kid.
Shut the fuck up and get shot.
It's for the money, kid.
Shut the fuck up and get shot.
We don't accept checks, we only murder for cash. So put the money in my hand, we'll put a round in that ass.
It's for the money, kid.
Shut the fuck up and get shot.
It's for the money, kid.
Shut the fuck up and get.
Alright, up next, Von J, horribly horrifying.
Man, we gotta be going through this fucking forest like this, man. This is horrible.
These woods are looking scary. Everybody stay close to me. And we staying on track so that I can get back to Detroit like I'm supposed to be.
These woods are looking scary. Everybody stay close to me. And we staying on track so that Jake can get back to Detroit like he's supposed to be.
So very scary. So dark, so eerie. For everybody near me, I'm weary. Fuck a cemetery, cause they bury the dead. If very much I'll be alive, we seeing vines and hives. And all these trees that tower up are out of date, strung out. It's red stripes on your cheeks when we slap your tongue out. This be the bad side of town, it got us looking around. They put it down, we seeing mushroom buggies free to the ground. And oh my god, it's getting darker. Call me Peter Parker, cause spiders is biting. I'm hearing noises, they frighten. I just realized something holding on to Crow's hoodie. I'm getting paranoid fast, burning all this mud grass. Something is watching us. Creeping around, I hear its feet to the ground. It's gonna be beating us down and half beaten when found. Don't sound that decent tomorrow.
Now you acting like a little bitch right
yeah.
now.
Morbid horrors, you can't ignore this. It's horrifying. Horror forest, something before us. It's horrifying. Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. Morbid horrors, may they be yours. It's horrifying.
What the fuck? I heard a branch snap, listen, a twig break, a leaf crunch, somebody's pissed.
Man, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, bro.
Let's just stick to this road and be quick to that drug. I took a shit in the woods and wiped my ass with a purple mushroom about an hour ago, I assume. Maybe that's why I always feel like somebody's
watching me, and I get no run.
Save it for your bedroom, man, screaming fear. You was right, be scared, bitch, the lion is here.
Once I heard that, I knew that's all it would take. I started screaming like a cheerleader about to get raped. A big-ass lion jumped out like he was ready to fight. At least it's three against one, but I'm the only one in sight. My two homies was gone, lost deep in the night. I pulled the blunt out, looked at the lion, said, you got a light?
Morbid horrors, you can't ignore this. It's horrifying. Horror forest, something before us. It's horrifying. Don't be scared.
The king of the jungle, it's me, not Tarzan, don't go. I'm the lion, you're stepping on my turf, and one of y'all dying tonight, and that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Think it's your lucky day? You think I'm here to play your sort of tune? I didn't design your head to cross it anyway. Reconsider killing you, don't even make me laugh. You stumbling in my kingdom, the next breath you'll laugh.
Mr. Death and Destruction, may I ask you a question? You got everything, why you fucking with something with nothing? We ain't even from around here, we just passing through. You come crashing through, I'm only asking you.
Truth is, I'm bored, everybody's scared of me. I smell y'all over here pumping the lovely. And fuck that, for a fact, I'm just gonna ask. Do any of y'all motherfuckers know where the hoes at?
Maybe on the southwest side, I know a few. But straight up, I know them hoes ain't trying to fuck you.
How about I swipe your head off?
How about you relax? I'm only saying these hoes don't fuck half lions like that. But I noticed one player, this pimp right here in town. He's got mad furry bitches that be swinging their tails round. The same as the wizard fact, that's where we headed.
Don't mind if I do tag along, fucking give me some
more. Morbid horrors, you can't ignore this.
Don't be scared,
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 morbid horrors.
Everybody stay close to me. And we stay in our tracks so that Jake can get back to Detroit like he's supposed to be. These woods are looking scary. Everybody stay close to me. And we stay in our tracks so that Jake can get back to Detroit like he's supposed to be. These woods are looking scary. Everybody stay close to me. And we stay in our tracks so that Jake can get back to Detroit like he's supposed to be. These woods are looking scary. Everybody stay close to me. And we staying on track so that Jake can get back to Detroit like he's supposed to be. These woods are looking scary. Everybody stay close to me. And we staying on track so that Jake can get back to Detroit like he's supposed to be.
Ah, y'all, we back. Up next, our boy Ice-T. Money, women, power. Here we go.
You want to see something funny? Hey, take a look over there. You see that man there? Watch that guy. I got to style him. I got to watch my friend here. He's going to stick his tongue out to that girl. Oh, look at that. Hey, yo. You see what happened to him? Hey.
Hey, you know, if I wasn't a nice guy, I'd come
on, come on. It's too big for you. Come on. Cause some trouble like that. Come on.
Bitch.
What I try to tell you?
Lesbian.
What I try to tell you? This country, you got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the world. That's why you got to make your own moves.
The problem is you're broke, you ain't got no car or job. You're slow with your hustle, you dress like a slob. Ladies ain't looking for no brothers like this. They want the dubs with the ballers with the ice on the wrist. You got to get your cash right to get in the game. Might have to pull a pistol, flip some cane. Get out in them streets and hustle hard in the rain. Take your come up and reinvest it again.
Money, money,
you need a lot
money
to go far. What you think is rich, I just spent on a car. What you think is paid, I just blew on a watch. What you think is wealthy, I just dropped in the yacht. Flip your street cash and try to pick some stocks. Kick back in your pad and watch them grow like crops. But it really ain't that easy or we all will be rich. One mistake, you're broke, to come up the bitch. Make the right moves and forget about sleep. Concentrate on the paper chase, join the elite. Few that got mad cash and money to spend. Money is straight blow and money to lend. And only then you made it past stage one, my friend.
Stage one.
You really ain't nothing but a richer trick. Just because you paid, you can still get thick by your low-life homies or a scandalous bitch. You gotta move it around, put it in the right hand. Maybe a judge, make a DA your friend. Understand what really moves the world. Recognize what really moves these girls. Truth is more important than cash for real. Money you spend, but true power you feel. It ain't that easy to reach. Respect about the hardest damn thing in the streets to get. Make your moves correct, tighten your crew. Watch your back, they watching you. Anybody around you's gotta be true, or you never make it past stage two. Listen, when you get the real true power, you know people will feel you wherever you go. And when you really max out this game, you never have to say your name. Cause the one thing women love is powerful men. The one thing women hate are brothers that bend. They act like they like them, but they only pretend. They wanna be with that man in the VI. They don't wanna stand in line, you're out of your mind. That other players got cash but no juice. They all bouncing to you, cutting them loose. Cause the powerful men get to choose from a multitude of women that be stepping in crews. Willing to do much more than before. Give you quick brain, it's insane. Just what the woman to do just for you. Cause if you got the power, then they get to chew. If you rollin' bins, then they rollin' too. If you livin' fat, then they ballin' too. That sounds stupid to you, not to me. They win in one move and it takes us three. Cars, big houses, and shopping sprees. Well, most of us see the penitentiary.
First you get the money, then you get the power. First you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the women. First you get the
Then when you get the power, then you get the woman. That's why you gotta make your own moves.
Aye, up next, Doug Allen with the flames.
The world went dark and cold. Where's that heat of old? We grow, we die. Where do we go?
Shangri-La.
Won't go till I fly like a crow and smack into a wall.
Surround us, all around us. It's raining acid and the pain can drown us. Every day death draws upon us. So why the fucking hell not? I'm jumping in the
mix of flames. Collide, we in the licks of flames. Licks of flames, licks of flames. Everybody collides. Burn on fire, the word spins and collide. It hurts, this will expire. Run to church.
Whitehaven Sanatorium. So back in the day when ICP was signed to Jive Records, we used to take many trips back and forth to New York, and we would drive all the time. And it was always pretty much, it was like me, Joe and Joey, and Alex Abbas. Like, and we used to take these business trips out to New York, you know, just to discuss, like, music videos and stuff like that. So these drives along Highway 80 were pretty boring, especially when you pass through Pennsylvania, because it was all woods and, like, mountains, and there really wasn't much to see, you know, besides the beauty of nature. So anyway, one of the times when we were coming back from New York, you know, we were passing through the eastern part of Pennsylvania, and we were noticing all these, like, big-ass fucking mountains, you know. They don't look like your traditional mountain, you know, with all rocks and with ice on the top, but they're these huge, like, mountains covered in trees. The only way to correctly describe it is like a gigantic hill, you know what I mean, that went up, like, crazy high. And so we decided, like, I came up with the idea, like, just to break up the monotony of the drive. Hey, let's climb one of those mountains, you know. And as soon as I said it, everybody was like, all right, hell yeah, let's do it, you know. So I was like, all right, the next big-ass fucking mountain we see, we're going to pull over and climb that bitch. So sure enough, we came around the bend, and there it was. This humongous-ass fucking mountain is just going high up into the sky, you know. And this was in the middle of the day, and it just looked awesome, you know. And we were like, all right, fucking Tesla the Ninja, we got to climb that bitch. So we pulled the car as close to the mountain as we could actually get. And then we got out, we started just cutting through the woods, you know, and it was deep-ass woods, and the grade just went straight the fuck up. Now, the first thing we came across when we were climbing up this mountain was an old crumbling stone wall, you know, and this wall basically went to the left and right as far as we could see and surrounded the apex of this mountain, okay. So the wall was pretty huge, and it wasn't that tall. It probably stood about 4 feet tall. So we started walking along the wall, just to try to find a way to get into it, you know, to get past the wall without having to climb over it. And that's when we seen the sign, and the sign said, it was all, you could barely read it because it was all, like, just kind of faded through time, and you know, and it was like there was all these vines overgrowing on it. So we actually had to clear it a little bit away from the overgrowth just to read it. But it was the Whitehaven Sanatorium. We all started saying, whoa, what the fuck is that? You know what I mean? Like, what the hell is a sanatorium, you know? So we were like, okay, so, you know, it was a little bit of a mystery there. Anyway, we finally found an opening through the wall. We went in and we kept climbing up. And further and further and further. I mean, it probably took us about an hour to get through the undergrowth and all that, get to the top. Now, the first thing we noticed was a building. It looked like a huge, ancient, rundown, abandoned facility that had it had probably about 6 to 8 large, 3-story tall buildings that looked like they looked like hospitals. I mean, that's the only way to describe it. Like. But not any hospital that I've ever seen or we've ever seen. It was basically hospitals from like the 1940s or something. They looked very stark, without character, like just straight boxes, you know. They were L-shaped, and they had many, many windows on the sides. And there was like these giant white steps that went up in this kind of grandiose way with these giant pillars on either side of them that you would enter into these buildings. And so we looked around and we realized, I mean, for lack of a better term, it was a ghost town. Like, completely abandoned. Altogether, there must have been at least 20 buildings, you know, including like the houses and the giant hospital-type buildings. There was an abandoned church in the middle of everything. There was some other buildings that, you know, were completely abandoned, that it was hard to tell what they were. So we started to explore these buildings. Now, the first thing, when we went into one of the hospital buildings, there was just this feeling of foreboding over the whole place. Like, it just had you on edge. Like, everybody was, like, kind of scared as they walked around, the hairs were rising on your arms, you know, and you just felt uncomfortable, like something wasn't quite right here, you know. Even in the, you know, it was broad daylight and everything, and it was just like, still there was this like feeling of dread. Now, exploring through the building, one of the things that I noticed that I think is worth noting is the fact that there was very little graffiti anywhere in the building. It's like not only was this place abandoned, but nobody, none of the locals, nobody went there. You know what I mean? It was like a place that probably the locals realized was like, you know, stay the fuck away from that place. You know, you don't ever want to go there. So anyway, we explored a couple of these buildings, and the unease as we were exploring them intensified. Some of the rooms, they were filled from floor to ceiling with furniture that was just all thrown in there, like broken chairs and fucking filing cabinets and shit all piled up. And dust was everywhere. Most of the windows were broken. So finally, we got to the roof of one of the hospital buildings. And I looked at my brother, and as we stood on top of the roof, and we could overlook like the whole forest, like we were on top of the mountain, on top of this three-story tall building, overlooking this like relatively beautiful landscape of just rolling hills and mountains and trees. And whenever me and my brother would get into a situation like this, and Joey, it's something we started when we were little kids. You know, we would yell out, "Ultimate Warrior!" You know, just as a show of like triumphing something, like we beat it. You know what I'm saying? We conquered it. We came. We explored. You know, we beat it. So we all screamed that out at the top of our lungs. You know, and it just echoed through the hills. And as soon as we did that, we noticed all of a sudden these hunters came out of the trees, like, you know what I mean, like real far away, like hundreds of yards, but they came out of the trees with their rifles, and they were kind of looking up at us, and we were like, oh shit, you know, we probably ruined it for them, you know, spooked all their game or whatever. We were like, let's get the fuck out of here, you know. We all got all amped up and shit, and we started like running through the building, and you know, we wanted to get out of there before we got killed by some hunter, like Deliverance style or something. So we fucking just kept running, and we ran down the side of the hill, and you know, and basically we made our escape. So anyway, like we went back home, and I started to do research on the Whitehaven Sanatorium. Now, what I came up with researching it on the internet is that it was basically built in 1901, and from 1901 to 1956, it served as a sanatorium. And basically, what a sanatorium is a place for patients with tuberculosis to go to isolate them, and for most of them, they would die there. Tuberculosis was like it's basically a disease that attacks the lungs, and it's easily spread through like coughing and sneezing and stuff like that. So when somebody caught the disease, they were sent to a sanatorium to basically stay until they eventually were cured. You know, they stopped having the signs and symptoms of it, or they died. So throughout the course of its history, over 25,000 people actually went there and were isolated there, half of which died. So you think about that, how many thousands of people died right on that spot. So it occurred to me that this place is a spiritual haunting ground. You know, all the ghosts, all the people that died horrible, slow deaths right on that spot, that's where they would end their lives. And some of them, it took years. They suffered for years before they died. So it really started to dawn upon me why this place had such a dreadful feeling, like why it was so intense. Now, after 1956, the place was turned into an insane asylum. Okay, now back in those days, in a insane asylum, the prevailing methods of treatment, they emphasized segregation from society, physical containment in padded cells, restraint, and shock therapy. Basically, all the horrors that you hear about insane asylums back in the day, this is where this shit took place, on the same fucking grounds. It's almost like the ground itself was tainted with this evil. Throughout the course of its whole history, anything that's ever been done there has all been revolving around death, suffering, torture, just the worst of the human experience, you know, the worst of the mortal experience. So there's probably many, many spirits that are still dwelling upon the grounds. Now, it was at that moment where I came up with a ninja mission. Now, ninja missions to us throughout our days since early childhood was whenever you had an idea to like to explore an abandoned building or, you know, sneak into a foreign country or whatever the fuck the case may be, you would call it a ninja mission. And you would present it to, you know, we would present it to our crew like, man, I got this fresh-ass ninja mission. We're going to do this, you know. And so my ninja mission was we were going to spend the night at the White Haven Sanatorium. Just the idea of it terrorized me. So I got together with a group of my friends, you know, and we basically, like, I pitched the idea to everybody. And basically there was, I got together a crew of about 8 people. Now, Joe and Joy weren't able to go on this particular ninja mission because they were busy with other things. But Alex, who used to be the president of Psychopathic, he was there, and about 7 of my other friends. And we loaded up in 2 cars, and we chose the day that we were going to go, which was in the beginning of October, and we drove there. Now, when we got there, you know, we decided that we were going to park the cars far enough away so that they wouldn't be bothered, like they wouldn't be, like, parked illegally or something, the cops would find them. So we actually parked the car in a neighborhood in Whitehaven. Now, we had everything we needed for the ghost hunting experience. We have a Ouija board. We had writing utensils and supplies for ghost scribing. And, you know, we had cameras, voice recorders, like everything. You know, we like came well prepared. So we basically got to the edge of the mountain and we climbed it just as the sun was setting. And we decided that no matter what, we were not going to leave those grounds until the sun came up, no matter what happened. That was the ninja mission. So when we got there, the sun had completely set. Okay, now, we decided that we were going to break up into small groups that was going to be basically three people each and separate and start exploring the buildings. And then after 2 hours, we were going to all meet back at the abandoned church to talk about our experiences. So we split up. Now, I was with Tall Jess, who's one of the co-creators of Morton's List, and also Brad. And we separated off, and we started with exploring one of the hospital buildings. Now, entering this building in the dead of night with nothing but flashlights was an experience that's almost impossible to describe. I mean, the only kind of safety net that we had was the fact that we were with people, you know what I'm saying? But we entered this building, and a lot of times we kept hearing noises. So we'd, oh, shh, you know, just stop. And we'd sit and listen and be quiet. And you just hear all these noises, like you could swear in the background, you could hear like voices talking, people walking. The building, of course, was shifting in the wind, creaking, even groaning. And it was hard not to let your imagination just start running wild, you know. And so then, as long as we didn't hear anything real close to us, we kept going, we kept moving through the building. But every once in a while, you'd hear this loud boom, like this loud bang, you know what I mean? But it was almost like a thud, like real close, like there's just no way to describe it. And then we'd stop and we'd all be looking at each other in terror, our flashlights moving around, you know, what the fuck was that, you know? So we got to this one room in particular that it was on the 3rd floor of one of the hospital buildings, and we entered it. It was a corner room, and the door was shut. So we opened it, and inside this room was completely abandoned. All the paint was peeling, all chipped. In this particular room, none of the windows were broke. And when we left the room, we left the door open. So we were about halfway down this hallway when all of a sudden the door slammed shut. And we all stopped and we all looked at each other again all crazy, and we looked back at the room and you know, your adrenaline's all flowing, your heart's beating 100,000 times a minute, and you're just like, you know, you're just looking around like terrified, like, oh shit, what do we do? So we went back there and we decided we had to confront our fears. So we went back there and we opened the door again and we just looked at it, and it was just sitting there, and we like went into the room and we were like looking around to see if anything changed, and nothing had. So we started leaving again. We got about halfway down the hallway. The door was still open when suddenly it slammed shut again. So we were like, oh, shit. And we just started running. Like, just the panic just overtook us. And we were like, get the fuck out of here. And we just started running for our lives. So we, like, we hauled ass all the way out the building and got outside. Now, right about when we got outside, we started, like, yelling for people, you know, hey, come here. And pretty soon everybody gathered to our location. And they're like, whoa, what's going on? And we're like, man, we started explaining it. The door slamming shut. Da-da-da. So then everybody was like, all right, fuck it, we got to go back there. You know, this is probably a haunted room or a haunted area. We got to take mad pictures. So we went back to that room, and we sat in the room. First, we took a bunch of pictures, you know. Then we tried the ghost writing, which is kind of like where you let your hand go limp and you start writing stuff in the hopes that, like, a ghost will, like, kind of possess your hand to start writing to communicate. And Alex, he started talking to the ghosts, you know, like he was like, if there's a ghost here, can you open the door? Because we had shut the door when we came in. After we got done, we left, you know, because like we were probably there for about a half hour and nothing was really happening. So we left, and this time we shut the door, you know. So we were walking down the hallway, and it was me, Jesse, and Brad were the last to leave. And we were about halfway down the hallway when the door suddenly opened. Like, we heard the click as if somebody turned the knob, and we saw the door swing open. You know, we looked at each other, we looked at the door, and we just fucking ran. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't fucking know what to think at that point. Like, it was the very thing that Alex asked it to do, you know, to give us a sign, because the whole time the door was shutting, it was slamming shut, and now here's this door opening, you know. So we basically took off. When we caught up to everybody, you know, we frantically told them what happened, and everybody was pretty unanimous on not going back there. Okay, so then after that, like, we explored for a little bit more, like, we were just coming in the random rooms, snapping pictures and all that, and then we finally survived the night, and as soon as daylight started coming up, we got the fuck out of there, because the whole place just creeped us the fuck out. Now, here's the thing about this ghost hunting experience. When we got back, there was about like 6 different cameras that people were taking pictures with, and we developed the film, you know, and we listened to the tape recordings, and the tape recordings had some really weird, like, kind of like background shit going on, but nothing definitive, you know, like, we didn't hear no voices on there or anything like that. But when we developed the pictures, you know, we developed them all together, and we took everybody's pictures, and we, you know, we started sifting through it. And I don't know if you're familiar with ghost orbs, but there in the photos, there's ghost orbs everywhere. And all of them are hovering right next to people's heads. They're just chilling, like, right by their fucking heads. And sometimes in some of the pictures, there would be like three or four ghost orbs all, like, hovering right next to their heads. And the thing that makes it, to me, that makes it so remarkable is that's in all the photos from everybody's camera. It's not like there's a glitch or something from one camera or whatever. It's like in all the photos, they're all the same. The only other evidence of ghosts that we found was in one of the pictures that I developed. It was just a random room, and I just snapped a quick picture of that room. Later, when I developed the film, there floating in the window are 13 ghost orbs. And the thing that's so amazing about the photo is some of those orbs are in front of the window and some are behind the window, because the panes of glass, which creates a tic-tac-toe type pattern, the orbs that are in front of the window, you can see they're transparent, so you can see the lines from the tic-tac-toe glass-shaped patterns behind it. But the ones that are outside the room, those tic-tac patterns basically stand in front of it. So it's quite clear that some of those orbs are in the room and some are outside that room, but they're clustered right there by that window. As if there's just, like, for some reason in that room, there's just mad ghosts just chilling all in that area. You know what I mean? So that fucking creeped me out. And that remains one of my most prized possessions, that photo. Because to me, it's clear evidence of the supernatural world. Like, I don't even know how you could deny it.
We're back. Up next, Cemetery Gates.
Thank you.
Hi, up next. Fuck it. Bang, pow, boom.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've all come a long way to be here tonight, and we say welcome. Welcome to the Dark Carnival's very extraordinarily special presentation. You have been personally selected to witness this once-in-a-lifetime breathtaking bomb-ass event. Live and in person, right here, right now, without further ado, please welcome the dynamic and explosive Dark Carnival superstar attraction himself. This is Bang Pow Boom!
You're a specially invited guest, and I'll tell you what for, cause you're the evilest pedophile, rapist and abusers. All together we've got 50,000 of you losers. You're all about the witness, an incredible sight. Nobody's ever lived to tell about it, and don't think you might. It's about to rain flames, frames and brains. To be blown into pieces is the reason you came. Racist bigots, white beaters, judges and cowards, all crowded together expecting a show and some dollars. But instead the shit you're gonna see, you'll feel it in hell. It's a constant explosion, see and feel it you shall. With a bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang. Your complete annihilation is the reason he came. And I'm power, he's wiping everything out. Turn your whole fucking world into a mushroom cloud. And a boom, it's your inevitable doom. Nobody escapes and everybody's consumed.
In the deserts of Nevada, where nothing is better. It's the perfect place for you and your intestines to splatter. And well, bang, call, boom, steady stops you all out. You in the hell for the nuclear fallout. With the snakes and fakes, creepy sneaks, hoods and crooks, horny freaks, shady ladies, evil Ernie's, Richie Ricks and Charlie Chiefs. Bang, pow, boom! They say the show is the bomb. A heart is straight up explosive, some even call it napalm. Nobody battles back, this ain't no kind of war. It's a one-way execution. Blow you straight to hell through the floor. What the fuck you think you here for? Sound the alarm, ladies and gentlemen, me shit and duh. Let's bring them on with a bang.
Annihilation is the reason he came. And I'm power, he's wiping everything out. Turn your whole fucking world into a mushroom cloud. And a boom, it's your inevitable doom. Nobody escapes and everybody's consumed.
The very state was sick from demented brains and thoughts. But here they are, all together, every one of them caught. This is a celebration, and bet the carnival's cheering. It's about to walk the bang, pow, boom, makes an appearance. And the winds in the sky will carry away all the ash. But for now, let us enjoy the Big Bang Splash with a bang.
Bang is part of everything. Your complete annihilation is the reason he came. And a pow, he's wiping everything out. Turn your whole fucking world into a mushroom cloud. And a boom, it's your inevitable doom. Nobody escapes and everybody's consumed with a bang.
Bang
is part of everything. Your complete annihilation is the reason he came. And a pow, he's wiping everything out. Turn your whole fucking world into a mushroom cloud. And a boom, it's your inevitable doom. Nobody escapes and everybody's consumed with a bang. And a power. And a power.
Uh-oh. And here we go. Yeah. That's Mikey Clark. And we're the Insane Clown Posse. And this here is the Chop Chop Slide. If you heard something similar to this, fuck that, cause we the shit. Juggalos, what's our signal?
Whoop whoop.
That's right. Now what we're gonna do is clap four times quickly and bust the signal.
Whoop whoop. Whoop whoop.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. But let's do it again. Some of y'all were a little slow on that clapping. Let's try it again. Here we go now.
Whoop whoop. Whoop whoop.
Not bad, not bad. But some of y'all just need to loosen up. Just loosen up. I know everybody has their own little dance they like to do. Their own little personal get jiggy move. We're gonna bust it right now. Get loose, y'all.
Get loose.
Looking good, Juggalos. But some of y'all still got rigor mortis. We need to loosen on up. We're gonna get jiggy in your own kind of way. Come on.
Get loose.
Aw, yeah. But you know, it wouldn't be a Juggalo party if somebody didn't get shot. Now right about now, I want you to picture you have 2 9mm, one in each hand. And here's what you're gonna do, Juggalos. You're gonna take those guns, right? Put them in the air and fight, 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 fight. Put them in the air and fight, 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 fight. Oh yeah. Now right about now, your neck is red. That's right. We all got a red neck. And we're sipping that moonshine right about now. Everybody's a redneck, and we're all do-si-doing, spinning around. Here we go. Now shoot that redneck. Bust, 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 bust. Okay, now clap four times and bust the signal. Cross your arms, fold your arms, cause we the shit, we the shit, we the shit. What are we?
We the shit, we the shit, we the shit.
Cross your arms, we the shit, we the shit, we the shit. What are we?
We the shit, we the shit, we the shit.
That's right, we the shit, but we ain't too cool to get loose. Hell nah, Juggalos, do your thing. Out, Juggalos. Pull your hatchets and put them in the air, cause it's time for somebody to die in this bitch. Come on. Chop, 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 chop. Swing, 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 swing. Chop, 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 chop. Swing, 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 swing. And then shoot that bitch. Uh-oh, send in the rednecks, all of them, spinning round and round. Here come the po-po, too much murder. And when they get here, they're gonna find out that we the shit. Come on, cause we the shit, we the shit, we the shit. What are we?
We the shit, we the shit, we the shit.
Cross your arms, we the shit, we the shit, we the shit. What are we?
We the shit, we the shit, we the shit.
Yeah, and you know Juggalos ain't never afraid to cut. Open the windows and let it out. Come on, here we go.
Fuck shit, pussy ass, motherfucking damn bitch, bitch, damn motherfucking ass, pussy shit, fuck.
Yeah, but the only thing was some of y'all sounded a little scared to cuss. So let's do it again, twice as loud, and be proud.
Fuck shit, pussy ass, motherfucking damn bitch, bitch, damn motherfucking ass, pussy shit, fuck.
Alright fam, that's what we are, family up in here tonight. Everybody look to the person next to you, in front of you, behind you, give them a dap. Come on.
What up, hey. What up, hey. What up, what up, hey. What up.
Now bust your shit.
Get
oh yeah.
Get
up. You missed somebody.
What up, hey. What up.
got your guns?
All right, juggalos, let me hear that filthy mouth.
Fuck shit, pussy ass, motherfucking damn bitch.
Yeah, there it is, chop chop slide, also known as the juggalo step. And always remember, what album is this on?
Bang Pow Boo.
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 What album is this on?
And we're back. What up, Biddle?
What album is this on, nigga? Sup, bruh?
Oh, God. He's hurting one of those people now.
Well, in case you missed your status, I told Adam I become black after midnight.
Yeah.
Well, you're absolutely no fun.
Speaking of which, Adam actually called in, even though it was like a second, then he hung up.
Oh, he actually called in. He's not a fucking liar anymore. How about that?
Yeah, but he didn't stay on because, in effect, you know, he called in while saying one of those jump steady stories. He was on for a second, then he hung up.
Way to go, Adam.
And I mean, he literally stayed on for a second and hung up.
Say, man, you're boring everybody with your jump steady stories.
Well, because I figured it's only just me. I figured I'd do something.
That's what you do all the time when it's just you.
Yeah, I might go do something. That says,
radio,
you know,
show. Why don't we listen to music?
Well, I played music, and then I decided going to a little jump steady, then I decided going to a little bang, pow, boom, slash.
A little jump steady, man. A little jump steady is not 17 minutes long.
Well, apparently now it is.
That was supposed to be a special occasion that you played on whatever hell night that was. But apparently you just keep playing it.
Oh, man, if we ain't got no listeners or no callers and it's just me, and I can't think of a track to play, I might as well just play that, so that way I can think of tracks to play.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, almost as exciting as the fact that I got to work 9 o'clock on a Sunday.
It's going to be a busy day.
Yeah, but hey, this is time and a half. So, it should be like a dollar extra.
Time and a half? Do you work the same amount of hours?
Well, either way, you still get time and a half on Sundays.
Special cart boy wages, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be like $9.35 an hour.
Jeez, just to push fucking carts.
Hey, I mean, at least I'm not saying I want $15 to flip fucking burgers.
I'm just saying, why would you complain about nine, whatever the fuck, man, for pushing carts? That's fucking a good deal right there.
Yeah, but the last past Sundays I've been off, and all of a sudden they decided to put me on for a Sunday.
They decided to switch it up. They needed a change.
Yeah, it sounds like it's only like a 5.5 hour shift.
They said that hobbit don't go to church. He can work.
But I definitely don't go to church.
Exactly. They thought the same thing, so they put you on the schedule.
Yeah. Like I said, for five and a half hours. 9 to 2:30.
So what do you do besides push carts?
I do Mickey's while I'm there.
Do Mickey's? You ain't allowed to drink on the job.
Nah, man, that's always kind of Mickey's. Like the returns, like the stuff that, you know, the customers don't want, they, you know, that we have to end up putting back on the shelf.
Why is it called Mickey's?
I don't fucking know. That's, they just call them Mickey's.
Wouldn't it be called returns?
You think, but, yeah, we call them Mickey's.
It doesn't make any sense. Is there a meaning behind why they call it Mickey's?
Man, I don't know. All I know is I actually told him, you know, we should probably change it from Mickey's because, you know, every time they say Mickey's, I don't make it think of Mickey, of like Mickey D's or something like that.
Yeah, man, they're going to hire somebody new to be like, go do Mickey's. Be like, I didn't know we allowed to drink here.
And let's see, I also do bottles. So.
What are all these drinking terms and alcohol terms and shit? I'm sorry.
No, like
go do Mickey's, go do bottles. What the fuck?
Yeah, you know the bottle returns.
Yeah, go do bottles. All right, man, see you later.
So yeah,
very, very strange terms for your work.
Really, really is. But, hey, man. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Seems so excited about everything. really not quite sure why that was funny.
I'm just saying, man. A little weird that, you know, they have the cart boy doing everything, doing Mickey's, doing carts, doing bottles.
Doing drugs.
Man, speaking of which, you know, we actually had one of our porters quit because he's going to fucking Chicago for rehab.
See that? They probably told him to go do drugs and he did. Next, somebody's going to end up in rehab for alcohol abuse. Doing too many Mickeys.
Man, I think the only person I can ever see doing too many Mickeys is Chill.
Man, he don't be doing that. Pills and whatnot.
Well, that too.
He's more into the Molly scene.
Oh. Yeah. That and plus, you know, what the fuck he's doing nowadays in fucking Colorado.
Working at Taco Bell.
Yep, perfect joke for his ass.
Yeah, nigga always be smoking his shit, man, so... Perfect place for him to work.
Yeah. Except it must be killing him knowing that, you know, he can't eat the food on the job.
Man, he probably does eat it, man. I can guarantee you he does. Like, yo, I'm going to the bathroom, take some burrito with him.
Oh, I'm going to try to smoke a cigarette, take a talk with him.
Well, you can't really do that out in the open.
Yeah, because it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Fucking Rebecca. I said, go away.
She sure did, you know, grow up fast.
Yeah, right?
How old was that girl when she made that Friday song? Young as fuck.
Yeah, put it that way. Young as fuck. Because I don't even know.
And now she got this song out. And she looks old as hell now.
Let's see. She was, I think... Well, let's see. She put that Friday track out in 2011. And she's 16 now.
Say she's 15.
16.
She's only 16 years old.
Yeah.
No way.
I'm serious.
I swear she was 16 when she made that Friday song. Now she hasn't grown up yet. Still the same age.
I think she was like 13 or 12 when she put out that fucking Friday track.
Yeah. I liked it better when I didn't know what the hell this shit was. Until this annoying girl was like, hey, listen to this song. What the fuck is this? And why do you know the words?
Why does who know what words?
The person that showed me that song, man. Sing along with it and shit.
She should be embarrassed.
Well, you should see her.
I don't think I want to see her.
Yeah. Just when you thought, like, saying bro a lot was bad, she says dude after everything.
I'm struggling the fuck out of her.
There were several times where we wanted to. And it's funny as hell because you say dude after everything back to her and she doesn't understand.
Oh, fuck.
She doesn't understand that you're mocking her.
Well, at least Juggalo Radio has its public announcement service Rebecca Black.
Oh, and what's that?
Ridiculous. I mean, tell all these organized religious idiots to just stay out of my life. You've got enough to worry about in this day and age. I'll deal with me. You deal with you. Goodbye. So.
You can buy the book and see Corey's rewrite of the Seven Deadly Sins, but the last one is one of my favorites, which is
Bad Music.
And we talked about this the other day, you and I. It really, I mean, you laugh about that on the surface, but it really is.
That's true. And there's a distinction between bad music and music you don't get into.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Bad music is just plain bad across the board, you know? And unfortunately, technology has made it so accessible to make bad music these days, you know, almost the reverse of why it was invented in the first place. Yeah. I mean, can I name?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rebecca Black needs to stop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You may be in eighth grade and you may have a rich daddy. Knock it off. Okay? All you're doing is creating a fart through music. Who else?
Wait, we got 60 seconds.
And that was Juggalo Radio's public announcement service to Rebecca Black. Just stop.
Yeah. I would have just settled for the shut the fuck up, but that works though.
Yeah, I mean, especially the fact, you know, it's Corey Taylor. Just fucking share telling Rebecca Black to stop.
There's a lot of people that he should tell to stop.
Yeah.
So who else is on his list?
Probably Lil Wayne.
I probably have the same list.
Yeah, you probably do. So apparently Ali is now officially off the market.
So does this mean I can't get her supersized then?
Probably not.
Who the fuck is she dating, man? I don't know. Saw a picture of a bunch of guys. She dating them all.
Well, apparently whoever he is, he's the chief executive officer at Doritos South Africa.
Is that even a real thing?
I don't know. All those other fucking page on his profile, it says he's the chief executive officer at Dorito South Africa.
So she's not dating all of them people in that picture. Which one's the lucky person?
Somebody, Marcus, who lives in Jamaica.
What? Lives in Jamaica?
I'm half gone and currently lives in Jamaica.
I don't understand.
Okay, he apparently lives in Jamaica.
Okay, I got that, but how are they dating?
I have no idea. All we know is that he's dating her, and she's in New Mexico, and he's in Jamaica.
Yeah, it's a good thing they're close. That's very interesting.
Yes.
Carrie would love to hear that.
Man, she probably would.
You know what I'm saying, man?
But I wanted to strangle the fuck out of her every single time she spoke like that. Or at least just fucking kick her in the fucking cunt.
She got real mad whenever I found an old picture of her with a one of those type of heads on and put that on her picture. She's like, where'd you get this picture? Who did this? I was like, I don't know. And then I told her it was me. She still wasn't understanding.
Well, you gotta remember, she's slow as all fuck.
Yeah, sadly. But I do like them dumb.
Well, that's perfect for you.
Yeah, dumb girls, man, I got a better shot with.
Yeah, because you don't know what the fuck's going on.
Exactly. I don't have to use drugs. They're already dumb as fuck.
So apparently Rebecca Black had more than just that track that didn't just involve the days of the week. Apparently.
Oh yeah, she have Labor Day.
Oh, she had what they called My Moment. Person of interest, Sing It, and In Your Words.
Wow. Nobody will ever hear those, though.
Of course not.
Only the days of the week. Just in case you forget.
It was even
so,
funny as the fact
so,
that...
So if she was to make a Christmas song, would she call it Christmas?
She probably would. Or Christmas Day.
Oh my god.
Man, it was even funny the fact that I'm reading her thing here, and it says Rebecca Black has pledged to donate profits from the sales of her song Friday towards her school.
She made money off of that song?
Yeah, and apparently she gives the profits to her school. For some odd fucking reason.
Yeah, I would never give my school money. Motherfuckers.
You wouldn't either.
Hating ass motherfuckers. Speaking of which, I wonder if Rhino still works there.
Oh, I know one teacher that used to be at my school doesn't work there anymore. He is now a warden for a prison in California.
That he moved up.
And nerdy dookie is freaking out.
I thought she went to bed. That was the last post I saw. The last post was good night.
Well, 53 minutes ago, I see a post saying, dude, fuck this place. Too many scary shit going on for me. First, a big loud crashing sound that came out of nowhere. Then Garrett's cigarette flew off of the entertainment center. And now a penny just landed on my goddamn foot.
Damn it, Tokapi, settle down. Quit throwing Star U around.
You know what? I'm actually going to put that, too. I'm like, it's just Togepi throwing fucking Star U around.
Yeah, where the fuck's her Togepi at, man? Fuck that Star U thing, man. Doesn't even do anything.
Man, I can't even spell Togepi correctly.
Man, I don't even know where to begin. Stupid Japanese name.
Ah, it's supposed to be an E. That's what's wrong with that. I put an A.
Yeah, they probably do some weird shit like that too, man. You know, her and her boyfriend. They probably do some Pokemon shit. Talk about Squirtle, I choose you. And it busts all over her face.
There I put, it's just Togepi throwing Staryu around and Psyduck with his uncontrollable headaches.
Damn Psyduck. Man, sometimes I feel like I'm a Pokemon because I'm always saying my dog's name. Just saying the same name over and over again.
Well, that's probably what the fuck it is.
What?
Apparently, her boyfriend Garrett, or husband Garrett, where the fuck he is, used a Ouija board at one time. Oh, it's apparently something, whatever the fuck he did. He brought it into the house.
Oh, yeah. Contacting those evil spirits again.
I swear, people just don't know how to spell something. I mean, see. Yeah, one person tried to spell ghost and completely fucked that up. Jeff Thornton goes, just a ghost. G-O-S-T.
Wow. I guess the H is really silent.
And now he tried to spell Ouija, and he goes W-E-E-G-I-E.
Oh, my God. That person really sounded it out. But that's not how you spell.
And what's funny is the fact that Garrett and a couple of people spelled it correctly, and yet dude still misspelled it.
Oh my God. That's the shit I don't like.
Oh, look, the dude has to spell paranormal correctly.
Holy shit, he Googled it.
Probably did.
Even though that's a word you can sound out and spell correctly. Anybody say anything to your Tokopi comment?
Not yet.
That's bait.
I'm just waiting for her to say something.
A lot of people ain't even, a lot of people ain't gonna know what the fuck you're talking about. Fucking get angry, start doing vine whip like Bulbasaur or something.
Probably.
What the hell is the name of those them floating fucking things that are with the bad guys? Big, like, ball things.
What the hell of a lot big ball-like thing?
Is there a thing called, like, ghastly or some shit?
There's a coughing and wheezing. That's usually with,
yeah.
That would say to me with,
yeah,
James.
Yeah, those things, man. That would be you.
All right, here we go. About an hour ago, she said that she wants popcorn.
So maybe that's what brought the ghosts.
Yeah, probably.
See that, man? Somebody could post some shit like that and have a whole conversation about it. I could post that I'm dying and nobody would fucking care.
Man, are you fucking serious? Fucking Adam's a fucking retard.
Yes.
Because 2 hours ago, on your dead hooker in a trunk that, you know, that you tagged him, and he goes, what's JR number?
Didn't he call in here, though?
Yes.
Well, how'd he get the number?
Fuck if I know.
Hopefully from the post that we put up. Fucking hate it.
Your boy Tommy Zitro Tom Smith really can't spell Barry Kenny.
Man, that dude tried having a conversation with me yesterday, and then it ended when he told me Lil Wayne was a shit. Then he said something else. He just listens to all that garbage music that I don't listen to. He was like, something like that can't change the fact that we're still family or some shit, blah, blah, blah. Whoop, whoop. I was like, whoop, whoop, but fuck your music choices. Then he got sad about that for some reason. I'm just being honest with you, man.
Bobby Quad, he listens to Mac Miller, Machine Gun Kelly, Lil Wayne, like you said, Waka Flocka, Young Jeezy.
Well, see, Yellow Young Jeezy, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Big Sean, DJ Khaled, Birdman, Trey Songz.
Yeah,
Gucci.
Exactly. See, he's already done. See all those names?
Usher.
Well, old Usher's art.
Old your boy.
Yeah, see, completely fucking done.
A$AP Rocky, Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa, man, he sure went downhill a long time ago.
Drake. I love
you. You don't have to go on anymore, man. I know that he listens to terrible shit.
Wasn't even funny. He has two Mac Miller pages liked, and A$AP Rocky pages, and Machine Gun Kelly, and he has Juggalo Rider Radio liked.
Wow.
He does have some decent music up in there. I mean, like, that he likes, like Eminem, Iggy Azalea, Sonata Product.
Oh, he listens to Iggy. There you go.
Or Psychopathic.
That doesn't even count. Mainly because he's only on my page because he's a juggalo.
I don't think he's on my page. He definitely won't get added. Just for the chase of fact, he likes Lil Wayne.
Yeah, that'll pretty much do it. So that's the type of shit that pretty much ends conversations.
Man, the fact that this dude, Mike Ballman, just really went stupid in all juggalos chat. He goes, any juggalos or jugglers got any wicked swag fresher than my Dark Lotus mask?
That's pretty much why I don't even look in there very often.
I don't want people to realize swag and fucking wicked just don't mix.
Yeah, that's why I like Ritz, because he stays on stage just saying fuck swag.
Oh, bud. And I'm
so you may as well play a song, man.
Yeah. You know what? Let's see if we have it up on here. I think we should still have it.
Should still have it.
I think, anyways. We'll find out. Nope. I gotta re-upload that shit. Oh, well. I was gonna play, Rick fuck swag, but I don't see that up on here anymore.
What the fuck, nigga?
So, we'll go with my next choice. So that, since on, I believe it was Thursday night, I had to deal with a fucking Jehovah Witness motherfucker wouldn't stop talking about God.
Where the hell was that at?
At my fucking job, dude. A dude comes walking up like, just telling me, he is the Almighty. Like, motherfucker, shut the fuck up. I don't care. Say, you know what? Just for him, Jesus Christ is a homosexual.
Yeah. Jesus Christ was gay.
Walk around with 12 men and dine in a diaper. Didn't he?
And we're back.
Yeah, well, there's something that will never make any sense.
What, Jesus is a homosexual?
No, but the fact that, you know, we praise this person that made us, you know, made everybody, right? Everybody hates gay people.
Yeah, right.
Just gay people. I don't understand why that makes any sense.
I don't know. What all events was I invited to that I won't be participating in? Well, this I definitely won't be fucking participating in, for two reasons. One, it's in Washington. Two, it features Austin.
Three, what the fuck is it?
Illis Umanati fucking invited me to a Hobson with Illis Umanati live in concert Mock Madness tour. Sorry, but, and I will state why I would not be going. Just to say straight up, I can't stand Hoffman.
Uh-oh. Gonna hurt some people's feelings out there, Evic.
Well, it gets even better for you, Ghetto, because he's coming to Pittsburgh.
Well, I don't give a fuck. Been here twice before. Did I go? No.
Post. There we go. Now, what other events was I invited to by the same goddamn fucking person? Illis Umanati. Motherfucker, does it seem like I'm about to go to any of these since they're, you know, let's see. The first one of them you invited me to was in Washington. Another one is in Idaho. Do you really think I want me to make it to these?
You just may be there.
And then let's see. Steph Twisted Kilolette invited me to a very scary Christmas show in Illinois. I don't see me going there, period, because I'm not in Illinois.
You're not?
Last time I checked, no.
Well, maybe we should turn into these people that are able to go to all these shows in different states every day.
Yeah, I know, right? Like Kissa.
Kissa, man. She's the brokest person I know, man. She goes everywhere.
Exactly.
Like, why can't I magically be broke? Well, I am. It's my magic. But, and go around the world.
Yeah, I know, right?
Shit. Wish I can go to New York and I go to Ohio and I go all the way out to California and come all the way back. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
Like, no.
Shit. If I had a vehicle, I probably would do that shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'd probably do the same thing if I had a fucking car and shit, but, and I wait, you know, in a way to fucking that you pay for all that gas.
Well, maybe you should buy an electric car.
Yeah.
They had that shit on the news talking about you can get like 600 something thousand miles or something to the gallon or some shit like that.
Boxes, it is power industry. In this box, we have Time Force. Time Force mobile, Time Force helmet. Check that out.
Said that he only got to pretty much fill up once a year.
That was, he actually lost. Okay, that was a joke. SPD.
Man, I think what's funny is the fact that fucking Lentil just liked my fucking comment on that fucking page.
About what? What the hell did you say?
Don't like Austin. And he actually liked my comment.
He wants to stuff your stocking.
No, no, no. No.
I'm kidding. And we're going in the bathroom.
Oh, oh.
The pit is.
The force is not strong with this one.
Starving. Always got to hear you piss in my ear. The sounds of the ocean.
That must be one horrible ocean, Dad.
Man, if you in that ocean, yeah. Making your own tidal waves.
Yeah, like a typhoon. A piss.
That'd be fucking gross.
He's going through all the boxes that have all the Power Ranger helmets for Super Mega Force when it airs. Yep. Well, Carlton.
Well, where the hell's your helmet at?